Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I am your host, Eric Christensen. And today, the medication I'm going to cover is hyoscyamine. Now, this is a medication I will be frank with you and say that I don't see a terribly often amount. With that said, you're going to experience that in clinical practice where you come across meds that you don't see terribly often, but you need to obviously be able to dig into it, look, and make sure you know what that medication does, how that medication works, and how that interplay may play out with other medications. So, hyoscyamine, brand names of this medication, Levsyn and Anaspaz are the two names I've heard thrown around. Anaspaz, a good way to help remember the indication for this medication, or where it's primarily used, at least where I see it used in clinical practice, is think of antispasm, anaspaz, in that it can help patients with symptoms of GI spasms, GI pain, symptoms mainly associated with IBS and things of that nature. I've done dicyclamine in the past, so it's going to be kind of a similar mechanism, similar adverse effect profile in general. So mechanistically, it works similar to dicyclamine. It is an anticholinergic medication that basically helps kind of ease that smooth muscle, reduces that cramping, but can slow down the GI tract as well, which, you know, can have some negative aspects to it as well. So that relaxation of smooth muscle, that provides kind of that pain relief, that benefit potentially in GI spasms. In addition, the anticholinergic effects, we can obviously have some troublesome problems from those effects. So anticholinergics, dry eyes, dry mouth, urinary retention, constipation, confusion, increasing fall risk, particularly in our geriatric patient population. I've talked about those adverse effects, those anticholinergic adverse effects in the past on previous podcasts. So what I really wanted to dive down into here was the prescribing cascade, and this gives me a good opportunity to do just that. So when I review a medication list, I always look at medications that may be treating adverse effects. So when I see a patient that's on a saliva substitute, for example, boom, I know, right, it's very, very likely that they're not, that they're using it for dry mouth. They're not using it for anything else. It's generally not used for anything else. Same thing with dry eyes. If you see a patient who's on a bunch of artificial tears, maybe they're on Restasis eye drops, medications for dry eyes, you've got to recognize that that's potentially a side effect, most likely going to be from anticholinergic medications. That urinary retention. So if I see orders for Flomax, or I see worsening urinary retention, maybe in our patients with BPH, for example, I'm definitely going to go back and look at whether they are having anticholinergic adverse effects. Constipation, another classic example where we may add stimulant laxatives like Senna or Bisacodyl and manage the adverse effects from the anticholinergic medication. So making sure that we're not seeing some of those prescribing cascade things, and that's leading to polypharmacy and all the issues that go along with that. One last one I did want to mention, I've seen in clinical practice definitely a few times, is patient has increasing confusion, memory problems, and they're on anticholinergic medications or a high load of anticholinergics, including hyoscyamine or something. And I see a dementia medication get added, such as memantine or donepezil, and trying to, again, treating side effects of a medication with more medications. So then you run into more and more problems. So definitely wanted to share those examples. Those are things in clinical practice that as a consultant pharmacist, clinical pharmacist, I look out for. I work with patients closely on that, or I have in the past. So definitely got to keep tabs on that for sure. All right. So that's the main adverse effect profile. This drug is dosed throughout the day, and it's kind of most often taken on an as-needed basis. So in all patients, you probably won't see it scheduled. I maybe have seen it a couple of times scheduled, but most patients will generally take it as they're having symptoms and issues. So in a patient that's on this medication, they might not necessarily be taking it all the time either. So that's something we obviously have to assess, have to discuss with the patient, so we can understand when they do take it, how often they take it. And then we can also ask, okay, when you have taken it, have you noticed other adverse effects, other issues come along? All right, so that's going to wrap up our first section. Let's take a quick break from our sponsor, and we will wrap up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for pharmacist board certification study material, definitely go check out meded101.com. We've got pharmacotherapy, geriatrics, ambulatory care, and the newer, relatively newer certification, BCMTMS study material. So definitely go check those out, support the sponsor. In addition, we've got some professional development tools as well at meded101.com/store. So we've got a webinar on writing medication recommendations, as well as a guide to long-term care consulting. So I've definitely put in a ton of hours putting these together and providing you with a lot of real-life, real practical information. So you can find those at meded101.com/store. If you're not a pharmacist, if you're another healthcare professional, nurse, nurse practitioner, PA, med student, physician, and so on, you can go check out our selection of books. We've got links to Amazon Books as well as books on Audible.com. Drug interactions, case studies, different things that come up in clinical practice on a relatively regular basis, and really helping you develop your thought process on managing medications and helping to make our patients safe when using medications as well. So again, go check out those resources, meded101.com/store. So I alluded to my newer book on drug interactions. Definitely go check that out. Let's get into the drug interactions on hyoscyamine. And the first thing I think about is the additive anticholinergic effects. So, I think of constipation. So if a patient's on hyoscyamine and then they're on opioids, maybe calcium channel blockers, those can all have additive effects on constipation. Okay. Same thing with sedation. These medications can definitely have sedative properties, and in patients who are on other medications that have sedative properties, your gabapentins, your skeletal muscle relaxants, your sleep aids, all those benzos, all those different types of medications that are sedating, we can definitely have some of those additive effects. Other additive anticholinergic burden problems. Confusion is an issue, definitely in our geriatric patient population, as well as fall risk. So, your Benadryls, your hydroxyzines, tricyclic antidepressants like amitriptyline, even, in certain situations, some of your inhaled anticholinergics can have additive dry mouth adverse effects like your ipratropiums, your tiotropiums, So very, very important to think about that. There is also one I wanted to mention, solid potassium dosage forms. I've been asked this question before, and how do I assess this? What do I do with this? Well, with hyoscyamin, first thing I would ask is, you know, are they taking this medication on a regular basis? Okay, it's got a pretty relatively short half-life, that type of thing. If the patient's taking it once a month, you know, the interaction with potassium and the slowing down of the motility of the gut and that type of thing, with the potassium potentially causing an ulcer, it's probably not a huge deal on my radar. Not to say it can't happen potentially, but if patients aren't taking anticholinergics very often, then it's probably not quite as big a deal. In the event that, you know, we are concerned with this issue, you know, patients may not like liquid potassium, but it certainly is an option. We can also dissolve some of the potassium tablets and things like that as well. So there are some ways to kind of wiggle around that interaction, but just wanted to point that out because that definitely does come up, and I've definitely seen it flag on drug interaction screens. So important to ask questions and ensure that patients are using those safely together. All right, I think with that, I'm going to sign off for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, if you found something useful from it, definitely leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. Share us with a classmate, a colleague, friend. Definitely help spread the word if you found this podcast helpful. Go sign up, reallifepharmacology.com. Get your free top 200 guide where I lay out the most important clinical pearls of the top 200 drugs. 31-page PDF, absolutely free with simply an email. And then we also send out emails with types of offers, as well as every week we send out an email with updates on our podcast and let you know what new episode is out. So go check that out. Subscribe at reallifepharmacology.com and certainly take the time, go check out our sponsor, meded101.com/store. Thank you guys so much for listening. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.